Back in May, before the Kentucky primaries, I was talking with Jim James of My Morning Jacket on the phone and was seeing if he would be willing to do something around Kentucky voting in November. And he thought it was a great idea. And at that point, we were thinking, well, maybe we should do something for the primary, but we were both already involved in the Musicians for Booker. And so we decided we needed to do something around the general election. And I had reached out to a few different people, and I was on a Zoom live stream one night with Joe Troop, who's a North Carolina artist, and Trey Crowder, who is a he's known as Liberal Redneck, that's what it is. And I'd worked with the organization that put that on was ruralorganizing.org. And I'd worked with them before during the Andy Beshear campaign, canvassing and phone calling and delivering signs. And I got up one morning and decided to see what he was doing around the Kentucky election this year. And that same morning, I reached out to Hood to the Holler. I was really just looking for partnership to make this a more official event. I mean, no matter what, I was going to start reaching out to artists to see if they would want to do this. But I heard back from Rural Organizing first, and then shortly afterwards, I heard back from Kelsey Coots, who is works for Hood to the Holler. I can't remember her exact title, but she's amazing. And they were all really excited about it. And I told Matt from Rural Organizing that if he would just stand behind me, I would get it all done. And my manager has been really, really involved in that process. And we've been able to get a lot of amazing partnerships and really align ourselves with Hood to the Holler and their initiative to get Kentucky voters to the poll.
I remember a while back you posted something on social media and somebody responded that while they appreciated your spirit, you weren't going to accomplish anything by posting on social media. And your reply was something along the lines of, well, you should see what I'm doing when I'm not doing this. So is this an example of literally putting your money where your mouth is? I mean, you've gotten some buzz from your record and you seem to immediately be generating energy toward activism.
Yeah, well, actually, I said that this idea crossed my mind in May, and I called my manager really excited after talking with Jim, and we both got excited, and I started reaching out to people to understand the legalities of doing something political, and there are a lot of legalities around that. You either have to start a PAC or make sure that you're giving an in-kind donation to a political candidate, which is one of the reasons why I'm not getting behind a particular candidate. It's a lot of red tape. But he called me one day and said, Shayna, we really got to put the brakes on this festival idea because in all your interviews, all you're doing is talking about the Kentucky election. We have an obligation to your label to put the record out first. So I've been looking forward to the day where I could put all my energy into this. And yeah, this is a way. I mean, this has been a secret for many, many months, and I'm really excited to finally get to share properly what we're going to be doing on October 1st.
Well, just briefly explain to listeners what, Hood to the Holler is all about, and then specifically the purpose behind the Virtual Music Fest.
Yeah, so Hood to the Holler is a coalition started by Representative Charles Booker, of course, after he lost by a small margin to Amy McGrath. And he is using that coalition to build progressive leaders through Kentucky, also to assist in basically civic engagement education throughout the state. Right now, a part of our festival is to make sure that voters in Kentucky who have recently had their rights restored. So it's estimated over, I believe, 170,000 ex-nonviolent felons now are able to go to the polls this November. So they are phone banking and, you know, doing a lot of great work across the state, both politically and for civil rights. And I think no matter the outcome in November, I'm going to be very happy to have gotten behind an organization that's going to continue to invest into Kentucky.
The lineup is outstanding. I don't think I've heard of any virtual music festival since the lockdown started that had anywhere near this much musical ability, at least for my taste. This is about as good as it gets. How in the world did you get all these artists, some of whom are not from Kentucky, to participate in this?
Exactly. Well, you know, I kind of wrestled with the idea, should I only highlight Kentucky artists? But this goes back to the belief that I hold that Kentucky politics are national politics this year. You know, our Senator Mitch McConnell is the rest of the world's Senate majority leader, just like he's ours. And, you know, there's consequences for every American because of that. And ultimately, we are going to be providing voter information for people of other states. But as I was talking to some of my friends, you know, I'm obviously not close friends with everyone on that list, but some of them I am. I was telling them early on about this idea, and they got really excited because they too know the importance of Kentucky politics this year. And really, you know, it kind of goes back to, I had no idea that the roster was going to turn out this amazing. I feel like we have a really good mix of really heavy hitter and also up and coming bands on the roster from Kentucky. And also we have some really big forces from outside of Kentucky. You know, Jason Isbell is on there, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I got my friend Duran Jones on there, Louisiana Boy. I'm really, really excited. Phoebe Bridgers and Bright Eyes have joined the cause. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if before October 1st, we have a few more people who are going to be surprise participants.
So is hoodtotheholler.org the place listeners should go to see the full lineup of artists and also just to see what Hood to the Holler is all about and find out more information?
Yeah, I would go to Hood to the Holler. You'll be able to find it there. Also, a great, you know, I know not everyone has Instagram, but for those of you who do, you'll be able to find it. And also, most of the artists who will be announcing are a part of the roster will also be posting this on their social media. And I will post it on Facebook as well, even though, you know, I guess Zuckerberg doesn't want us to play music for folks anymore. So when we announce, we would love for people to actually register to come on. This is a free event, you know, but we are going to closer to the date because we're, you know, are wanting people to actually sign up for the event to receive information. But this will be twitched across the universe. So you will actually be able to find this on Amazon. We have partnered with Luck Reunion, which is Willie Nelson's festival. It will be on their social media as well as Hood to the Holler. I am not sure about the legalities. I was in the studio last weekend and saw that Facebook has a new legality around music streaming, which happens to fall on the exact date of my festival. So I don't think we will be on Facebook, but you can find us so many other places. YouTube also, we will be twitching across YouTube, but this will be a live stream. This isn't going to live anywhere, you know, so this is something that if you want to check it out, I mean, you can't see some of these people on our lineup, you know, ever together again, probably. So I think this is really special and I hope everybody wants to get involved and check it out.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you want listeners to know today?
I feel like our main purpose of this festival is to really engage with people who may not be aware that they have a right to go to the polls this year. And I'm speaking specifically to voting age high school students, people who are going to be taking part in an election for the first time in their lives. If you know someone who falls into that category, if you know a nonviolent ex-felon, just check in on them and say, have you registered to vote? Can I help you do that? Democracy works best when everyone's voice is heard. And that's what we are doing. And I feel like that's the only way to make sure that democracy works the best, you know, to have the majority have their say. So that's what I would say to people. And a great way to get them that info is to have them check this festival out.